Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. Brad Polk and Rob Brovich in studio today. We're talking to you today about on-the-job injuries, something we haven't talked about in a long time. And the question is, what happens if you're on the job and you have an injury that's not your fault, or even if it is your fault? Do you have entitlement to compensation? What's available for you? For those who have some experience in this, we're talking about the workers' comp area of law, what happens and what kind of workers' comp claims can you make. But it's got to be an on-the-job injury, and so we're going to talk a little bit about that. We are Bell and Pollock. We are personal injury firms together since 1983. If you have been injured, you need to get a lawyer. You need to talk to a lawyer at least. Like all lawyers, we work on a percentage basis. That means we don't get paid if we don't recover for you. When you come see us, your visits are free, obviously, because we're working on a percentage basis. So that when you hear lawyers saying, well, you'll be able to meet us for free, that's what work comp lawyers, that's what personal injury lawyers should be doing. You can reach us at 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, or championsofthepeople.com. And we're happy to talk to you. We will give you a legal game plan. We'll help you understand. We'll educate you about what your rights are and what you can do. Each legal game plan is individual to itself. It's based on your unique set of circumstances, because each case is unique. How it affects you in your life is unique, and you need somebody who's willing to sit down and talk to you. We'll put you together with the right people in the firm so that you can have the optimal recovery to compensate you for the injuries. Today, we're talking about on-the-job injuries, getting what happens when you've been injured while you're working. The construction workers get hurt. People who work in restaurants get hurt. People who work in offices get hurt. People who drive on the job get hurt. And Rob, the first question that usually comes up is, are you an employee? So and that may sound fairly simple, but the scope of who an employee is pretty broad in the workers' comp area.
That's true. And it's difficult to determine right away. There's different exceptions and different requirements, but a lot of times people will come in and work as think they're working as an independent contractor. They'll even sign an agreement that says they're an independent contractor, when to come out and find that they're actually an employee. We look to there's several factors we look at to determine whether someone's an employee. A lot of times it turns out that we look to the number one factor is if your employer can control how much control your employer has over you. Do they provide the jobs? Do they look to see how well you did the job? Do they provide the equipment? Do they provide uniforms? Do they provide a vehicle? We just look a lot of different areas go into looking at this. And a situation where it gets a little bit more difficult is when we have a construction situation, and maybe one of the a subcontractor may hire me to do some work, and I get injured to find out that the subcontractor that I work for, that who signs my check, does not have work comp coverage. Well, at that situation, I have to look up even further, maybe go to the general contractor and see if they have work comp coverage, which they usually do, and that's who I'd make my claim with in the event that my employer does not have coverage.
You're going to know most of the time. You have to figure out when you're on a construction project, if it's multiple trades working on the project, and you have a general contractor. The general contractor probably couldn't get the job without having some type of work comp insurance.
That's right. Generally, you're not going to get the job. You're going to have to show everyone on the job site when you get hired that you do, in fact, have coverage. Just every now and again, they may forget to confirm that one of the subcontractors does not have coverage or does have coverage. And if they don't, then you have to look to someone else up the ladder, as they call it, to provide the coverage for you.
And let's talk about why this is so important. First of all, well, let's back up. Before we talk about why it's so important, we want to talk about the fact that there should be some notice. You should be able to know whether or not your employer has workers' comp. Now, I want you to start with the understanding, the concept that every employer is required to have workers' comp in the state of Colorado. That's not entirely correct, Rob, because if I'm a single employer with my own job, with my own company, it's only me, I may not have to have it. But most employers have to have work comp.
That's correct. If you don't have it, you're going to get fined by the state's pretty severely. And yeah, everyone is required to carry work comp unless you're an owner of the company. They generally allow you to opt out if you want to refuse coverage, you can. But for any employee, they should be able to look to their employer for work comp coverage. But it isn't always perfect, and sometimes people will let their policy lapse, and sometimes they just don't have the coverage. And the it affects the employee the worst, because although the employer may get fined and may have to try to give you benefits that are consistent with the work comp system, but generally speaking, and if an employer doesn't have work comp coverage, they're usually not too financially sound, so you might be a problem for you.
Now, work comp is one of those unique areas of law where really, amazingly enough, you get recovery. You can get recovery even if you've caused your own injury, even if you're the negligent party. And that's an important area to understand.
It is. It's referred to as a no-fault system, and they created it so employees could get benefits right away without having to go through the court system to determine who was at fault and causing the injury. So if you're injured on a job, even if it's your own fault, for example, if I'm driving for my employer and I get in a car crash and I rear end someone, although it's my fault, I'm still going to be able to recover a work comp benefits.
And remember, you may be an employee, you may even be on the job and not realize you're on the job. Work comp is very broad in scope, although it can have some rules that narrow you and zero you out. But it's a pretty broad area and provides a great deal of coverage. Now, it also can be an exclusive remedy. And when we talk exclusive remedy, it may be the only remedy you're entitled to pursue if you're in a unique circumstance, such as when you've been hurt by one of your fellow employees.
That's correct. And when we say exclusive remedy, what we're saying here is that if my employer has work comp coverage, my only avenue to collect benefits from my employer is through the work comp system. I cannot sue my employer and say, look, I was injured on the job. You were negligent. You caused my injury. That doesn't happen, because your exclusive, your sole remedy is going to be going for coverage after your employer. You cannot sue them in a civil district court in a situation, even if they were negligent in causing your injury.
You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Rob Brovich in studio. If you've been hurt on the job, if you've been hurt, period. If you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another, give us a call. Let us see if we can help you. 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com on the internet, or championsofthepeople.com. Give us we have an interactive website, and you can contact us. If you've had an on-the-job injury, you need to talk to a lawyer. Now, Rob, you know, we were talking about notice that your employer has work comp. They're required to give you some notice, aren't they?
Yeah, they're required to definitely give you notice, and you're required to have the poster on your wall if you're an employer regarding what to do if you're injured on the job. You must report your injury to your employer as soon as you can. And look at it. I believe on the poster it says that you must inform your employer within 4 days of the injury that you were injured on the job. And a lot of employees will read that, and their employer will say, look, it's sorry you didn't report it within 4 days. Well, that's not the situation. Is you can report it in most situations up to 2 years after the fact, but the longer you wait, the more difficult that it's going to be to prove that you're actually injured on the job. So I'd encourage you to report it as soon as you can. A lot of people will try to get better on their own, and they will do everything they can to not file a claim. And then maybe a month or two down the road, they can't deal with the pain, and they notify their employer. Their employer may admit responsibility or deny responsibility, and if they deny it, that's when you contact an attorney. And you don't always have to hire an attorney, but if you're going to go to hearing to try to prove you're injured on the job, I advise you to get an attorney.
Now let's talk about that. You know, and we've got about another minute before we'll go to break, but one of the things we want to talk about is that if your employer admits liability and sends you to a doctor, and the work comp is paying for the doctor, they should be. Work comp should be paying. You shouldn't have medical bills, and you should be getting 2/3 of your average weekly wage, and you should be being paid to. But if you get an admission of liability, that may not be a good thing.
Sometimes it's not a good thing. Because if you want to go forward with the claim, You want to get your
No, I'm talking about the admission liability that comes from work comp later on, where the employer admits for certain things, but you're all of a sudden facing that now you're stuck, and you may not feel that the employer's admitted for all they're supposed to admit to.
Okay, yeah, there's certain situations where an employer may say, yeah, he was injured on the job, but we don't think that the treatment he's receiving is reasonable or necessary. Maybe you're overtreating with a chiropractor. So in certain situations, it makes it a little bit more difficult for you to get benefits if your employer isn't willing to give you the benefits.
You're listening to the Bell and Pollock League Show. Brad Pollock, Rob Drovich in the studio today talking about workers' comp. Rob is a lawyer in our office. He's been with us for over 20 years. He works in all areas of personal injury, including workers' comp. You should feel free if you've been hurt as a result of anything that's happened, including if you've been hurt on the job. You should give us a call so Rob can talk to you. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. Today we're talking about drunk drivers and punitive damages. What are punitive damages, by the way? How do they help you? Can they help you? Punitive damages exist by statute in Colorado. They're there to punish the wrongdoer for intentional, reckless, wrongful, wanton acts. Drunk driving is one of those reckless acts. You can obtain punitive damages against drunk drivers, and that puts additional legal, legitimate pressure on the insurance company for the drunk driver to pay you your complete, legitimate money for your injuries and damages and losses. Do not let them get away with it. Make sure you can prove the driver was drunk. Call the police. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Rob Brovich in the studio today. We're talking to you about on-the-job injuries. If you've been injured as a result of why you've been on the job, not as a result of your job, but while you've been on the job, you can be on the job and slip and fall on a sidewalk that hasn't been kept while you're working, or in the parking lot where you're working. You got to be careful because it's got to be something that's associated with your work. But if you slip and fall and get hurt, you have a right to recover under the work comp process, even if you've been somewhat negligent by not avoiding the ice or you've had a problem. Now, there are safety rules, and if you violate your company's safety rules, you can have a problem.
Yeah, you can have a problem. The safety rules, those cases are pretty easy to win in terms of if the employer alleges that there was a safety rule, because it has to be something that's brought home to the employee. They have to know about it. It has to be made clear to the employee. It has to be regularly enforced. And it has to be a willful. This is the most important. This is the most important element. It has to be a willful refusal to abide by the safety rule. So even if the employee was negligent, let's say my employer has a rule that I have to wear my seatbelt when I'm driving an employer's vehicle, and it just slips my mind and I forget about it. I don't do it intentionally. It's just maybe I ran out to stop at a convenience store, grabbed something to eat, then jumped back in my vehicle and didn't put my seatbelt on just because it slipped my mind. That's not an intentional violation. So in those situations, it makes it relatively a little bit more easy on the employee to prove that you did not violate a safety rule.
But that's something you may want to look at. You may want to discuss if you think, or if your employer is talking about violation of a safety rule or violation of their rules and procedures, you want to get a lawyer involved.
Without a doubt, because that's when they're going to start reducing or modifying the benefits that you're going to receive if you don't fight them and get an attorney and go to hearing and convince them that you did not intentionally violate a safety rule.
So you want to pay attention to that. You want to pay, of course, pay attention to safety rules, obey them. You may not have a problem. But as Rob said, you know, sometimes you take an act or you do something while you're working. You can be, it can be as simple as if you're working on a roof and you don't obey a particular safety rule the employer has that causes injuries to you and your fellow employees. You want to make sure that you get in touch with the lawyer to be able to take care of it. If you get injured, period, you want to talk to a lawyer, you should call Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900, or championsofthepeople.com or bellpollock.com. You know, Rob, we've been talking about it, and we've talked about the fact you can be an employee, and your employer's responsible. Even if you are the negligent person, you're entitled. It's no fault. And you're entitled to certain benefits. And let's talk generally about what the benefits are.
It offers a wide variety of benefits. Most people aren't huge fans of the healthcare providers that they have to treat with. And it's generally controlled by the employer of what doctors you have to go see if you get injured on the job. But you get all of your medical benefits covered, no deductible, no copay. They pay for 100% of your medication, again, no deductible, no copay. And then also your mileage. If you want to go, they'll give you things right around 52 cents a mile for every mile you travel to go to a healthcare provider's appointment or if to get your medication, because those miles actually do add up, and it's a nice benefit. And so they'll pay for all your hospital, rehab, surgeries, everything else in that arena. So all your medical benefits that are reasonable and necessary and related to the injury, they'll pay for. And if you're unable to work, they'll pay for your lost wages. And work comp, it's called TTD, which is temporary total disability. That means you're unable to work your job, or that your employer does not have a position that complies with your doctor's restrictions. Then you get your wages, and it's 66% of your average weekly wage, and that's tax-free. If you can only go back to work part-time, then you get temporary partial disability benefits, and that's 66% of the money that you're missing out on because of your work injury. For example, now if your employer has you only working 4 hours a day instead of eight, you're going to get 66% of that 4 hours that you're unable to work. Towards the end of the case, when the doctors think you're as good as you're going to get, not that you're 100%, but you're as good as you're going to get, you're going to get yourself an impairment rating. They refer to that when you're as good as you're going to get, but not 100%. It's referred to as a medical maximum medical improvement. And at that point in time, you'll get an impairment rating from your healthcare provider, and then based upon that impairment rating, you may be entitled to permanent partial disability benefits.
And these are important benefits. A lot of times when you don't have work comp and you've been involved in a crash, you've been hurt, some of the major concerns you have, as a matter of fact, once again, you see commercials all the time where they say, you don't know how you're going to pay your bills. You don't know how you're going to pay for the medical bills. You don't know how you're going to get medical care. Well, work comp takes care of that. And I want you to understand, though, work comp takes care of it. There's a number of different ways it applies. Let's say you're in a car crash. Let's say you caused the car crash and you are injured and you were on the job when it occurred. You're going to get all the benefits that Rob just talked about, and they're going to be available to you. But let's say when you were in the car crash, you had a fellow employee in the car with you. That fellow employee can't sue you. That fellow employee can't sue the company. That fellow employee is going to get those same benefits but can't sue anybody. Let's say you caused the car crash, let's say you were in the car and the car crash occurred and you were on the job, but somebody else ran into you that's not a fellow employee, a third party. Now, you've lost certain benefits for the moment, or you might have lost certain benefits that you think you lost certain benefits, such as pain and suffering, loss of quality of life, and for disability. But have you really lost those, Rob?
No, and it gets very complicated when we have to involve a third party, because what you can do is you can pursue claims just against the third party, the person that caused the crash, or you can just pursue your work comp benefits and don't worry about proceeding civilly against the third party. Or you can do both, file a work comp claim and pursue a claim against the third party. Now, in work comp, you never, ever get paid for pain and suffering. That's just something they don't have. They don't have any non-economic losses in work comp. Basically, you get your impairment rating. We figure out how much you're going to receive in benefits, and that's that, unless we want to object to the rating. But in the civil system, first of all, you cannot be at fault in causing the crash. If you're at fault in causing the crash, you're not going to receive any benefits in that civil lawsuit, but you sure can in the work comp system. If someone else caused the crash, you can get benefits down both lanes of travel, which is one is the work comp benefits, and the other is the for civil cases. You get the different benefits altogether, because in civil cases you're able to recover for pain and suffering.
Okay, now as we've laid this out, now hopefully we've been clear to let you know if you've been hurt on the job, you're going to have some protection. You're going to have something available to you. But the different protections you have, the different benefits you have, whether or not you get those benefits are going to depend a whole lot on the game plan that you put together. And that's why at Bell and Pollock, we put together for you a legal game plan.
That's correct. And when we say legal game plan, we give you a game plan of what you should do in terms of handling your claim. Not someone else's. We're not going to tell you what to do in general, but what to do handling your claim. Every claim's going to be different. We're probably going to have different advice for different types of injuries, and also different advice depending on where the claim stands. For example, if your employer has admitted fault or admitted liability, I should say, for your work comp case, which basically means that your employer will admit for the pay you work comp benefits, things get much easier for you. But we can create a game plan no matter what point in your claim you are. If you have been treating for a year, we can still meet with you and get things figured out. Sometimes people will proceed without an attorney, which is fine. But then at some point in time, all of a sudden, your treating work comp doctor says you need a surgery, and then all of a sudden that's when the work comp carrier decides to put on the brakes, stop all your benefits, because it's going to get expensive for that work comp carrier to have to pay for the surgery and all the benefits thereafter.
And let's just take a minute and talk about the doctors. Rob talked about you may not like the doctor you're assigned to, but the one thing is the employer starts out with. And we're talking the Denver metropolitan area, because in areas where there are, it's not as heavily populated, you may not have a choice. But in the Denver metropolitan area, your lawyer should be giving you a selection or a list of lawyer of doctors you can go to.
Yeah, your employer should let you know. A lot of employers they're smart. Once you get hired, they'll give you a list in the employment packet of the doctors you're supposed to. They want you to see. You can choose, and that's for the work comp doctors, because the employer and the insurance carrier they'll decide which doctors the employer should send their employees to, or give them a list of a few doctors they can choose from. And once you choose your doctor, and the employer agrees to pay for benefits, you should be in good shape. But at the same time, once things start getting a little bit expensive for the insurance carrier and the employer, they may decide to question your claim a little bit more.
I can tell you it's important, though, as you're getting the doctors, you're getting a chance to select the doctors. It would be nice if you contacted a lawyer familiar with that's experienced in the work comp area and just talk about the different doctors. Doctors are not all created equal.
That's true. And in the work comp system, there's not millions of doctors who practice that area in Colorado. We have a good sense of who the doctors are, what they're all about. Are they more conservative? Are they more liberal? Are they claimant friendly? Are they not claimant friendly? So even if you don't want to meet with an attorney, that's fine. No problem at all. You can give us a call and just run some doctors' names past us. We'll be happy to help and help you figure out who we think is the best of the doctors that your employer has you going to.
You can do that by calling Rob at 303-795-5900. We are Bell and Pollock. We are a local law firm, but we practice statewide. You can call us at 303-795-5900, or you can contact us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is your Legal Minute. Today we're talking about the very first phone call with the insurance adjuster for the at-fault party. Do you know what to do? Do you know what to say? Do you know what you should do? Do you know what you shouldn't do? You don't. You know, for that instance, in that situation, the insurance adjuster, that's an ordinary day and event for him or her. It's not an ordinary day or event for you. You need to understand your rights. You need a legal game plan. You need it laid out for you in a free initial consultation. At Bell and Pollock, that's what we do. That's what we can do for you. A game plan for the way the accident happened, a legal game plan for your injuries, damages, and losses to prove them. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com will help you.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We've been talking to you about work comp today, about on-the-job injuries. They're important to know your rights. It's very important to know your rights and understand some or all of what's going to happen. And Rob, you know, the closing advice I think we probably give to him is anybody who's been hurt on the job, or if you've got a loved one who's been hurt on the job, is to talk to a lawyer.
Yeah, why not? I'll speak to you as many times as you'd like, and the attorneys on TV will say a free initial consultation. We'll give you more than just an initial consultation. I'll meet with you two, three times or answer any of your questions, even if you don't hire us. And just to give you a game plan and give you an idea where your claim's headed, sometimes in smaller cases, for example, like a carpal tunnel case, and the employer is providing all the benefits, well, then I'll tell you what you're entitled to receive, and then you don't have to even hire an attorney.
You've been listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're here for you. We've been doing this show for the last 15 to 20 years. Every single Sunday morning, we come to you and we sit down and talk to you about your legal rights, about trying to educate you with respect to the legal process. It's not just a half minute on the commercial saying, here you go, come see us. It's substantive. We want you to understand what's going on in your legal world when you've been hurt. So, and a lot of it, you should know in advance of getting hurt. You can go to our website, bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com. We have podcasts. We have a number of these shows. We do other shows also through, on other days, and those are all on our website. You can listen to them. You can get some knowledge and information. But the most important part is if you've been hurt, if on the job, give us a call. Talk to us, 303-795-5900. We'll be happy to deal with your legal problem because we are your champions of the people. We'll be right back.